Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Mixed Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5 and the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast for the week of January 19th, 2025. I'm Michael Brandon alongside with you. Thanks so much for being alongside for the ride this morning. We have a very special morning today to introduce you to the new host of Mix Sunday Morning. Cannot wait for this. He's joining me now in studio, Shaw Gage. Good morning, Shaw. How's it going?
Good, Michael. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's a good Sunday. I'm looking forward to the show and looking forward for our listeners to learn more about you. I cannot wait to dive into your story and get into some positive, encouraging messaging this morning for sure. I know you're excited. Can you give us a tease of how good you're feeling?
Oh, man. It just doesn't get any better than this.
I know, right? It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to talk with Shaw here coming up on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Michael Brandon here alongside with you and Shaw Gage, the new host of Mixed Sunday Morning. Shaw, welcome in. I am so excited that you're here today.
Well, I am too. Thank you for having me and looking so forward to just being a part of this journey and encouraging each week and just being a part of the team.
Well, we're so thrilled that you said yes to this opportunity. And to kind of give you some backstory of how Shaw got involved, Shaw and I are next-door neighbors, literally. We built a snowman in each other's yard the other day.
Sure did, yes.
And so anyway, we were we had this conversation a while back, and Shaw expressed to me some interest on doing some things on the air. And I said, well, hey, this is a great opportunity. We actually have this coming open here on Mix 106.5 on Mix Sunday Morning. And so I presented Shaw with the idea, and he said yes. And with the blessing of his wonderful wife, Janet, and the rest of the family, you're in.
Yes.
You're here.
I'm here. So, ready or not, here we come.
So we're super thrilled again, like I said, that you're here. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and we'll continue the conversation as we go on. But briefly tell them about who you are, where you came from, and how you got here.
Well, thanks, Michael. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, originally, born and raised, and grew up in this area. Had an opportunity through job situations. Moved to Nashville for 18 years. Met my wife, Janet, and we have three boys that were all born there. And had an opportunity 8 years ago to move back, work for a company, and just been back 8 years. And, man, God's just really been working in my life. And I've always had a passion for encouraging people and letting them know it's all going to be okay and Jesus loves you. And it just never ceases to amaze you that here we are quite a few years later, and we're sitting in a studio and just got a great opportunity to do exactly that.
And you have such an incredible backstory that comes along with how you got here today, and it's incredible. We'll talk about it more here with Shaw, the new host of this show, Mixed Sunday Morning, here coming up in just a bit. You're listening to Mixed Sunday Morning. Hey, good morning. It's Michael Brandon alongside with you and Shaw Gage, the new host of Mixed Sunday Morning. Shaw, I know you're still learning the ropes. I know there's a lot to look at, a lot to feel here in terms of the energy, the passion, and the excitement about being on the radio. What excites you about it the most?
Just being able to communicate with people and just, man, share the story that God has worked in my life and just to encourage people. You know, it's just super cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we're so excited that we have this opportunity to do so. So thinking about going into 2025 and being, you know, positive in so many different ways, you start really thinking about, you know, turning a new page when it's a new year. But for so many people, it's really somewhat a continuation of so many not so great things in their lives. And in some capacity, there could be some storms that they're weathering that they just haven't been able to get out of. They haven't been able to push the reset button on some things. And if you think about it, if you've ever stood in the middle of the storm, you feel the wind howl around you, the rain pouring down. We've all kind of experienced that. And it can be overwhelming. It can be frightening. The chaos surrounds you. But then when you imagine finding shelter, you know, a safe place where the noise fades, peace envelops you, right? Like, I mean, it absolutely just covers you in so many different ways. And that's what God does. I mean, that's how he is. He's constant in that way. You have had a storm in your life that is an incredible story. And we're going to talk about it here coming up in just a little bit, but kind of give us an idea or a little bit of a tease of what this looked like a few years back.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was really just a God thing, but I was teaching school in Tennessee and a first year teacher, which is a whole testimony in itself. But one afternoon driving home from school, my sons and I were in a traffic accident, and we actually were hit by a drunk driver. And we walked away thinking, okay, I've got to replace a car, and yes, I've got these problems, and yeah, that's a pretty rough storm. But 2 hours later, I'm coming out of the emergency room at the hospital there in Tennessee, and they're letting me know that I've got a cancer diagnosis. And we're going, what? And, you know, you lean into it and you go, what's going on? But, you know, just trust in the Lord. And
yeah, it's, I mean, the fact that you didn't even know it, mm-hmm. and you would have never known it.
No.
Probably had that not happened. We're going to talk about it and unpack this story here coming up in just a little bit. This is Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Hey, thanks so much for letting us be a part of your day and starting your Sunday morning off with us. It's Michael and Shaw alongside with you today. And Shaw, next week, you're going to be taking the reins. You're going to be going. I'm going to still be here, but you're going to be officially on. This is a transition show here. Of course, I want to thank Greg Wyckoff for setting the precedence for what we're doing here on Sunday mornings. We really wouldn't be here without Greg. And it's kind of funny. You actually met Greg randomly a few weeks ago, back in December, right after I approached you about the show and told you that Greg was going to be moving to our Sunday night show on WJHO. And in your regular line of work, you went out to his line of work to kind of call on him as a client. And sure enough, you met him. And right. So small world.
It really is. And you say coincidentally or just happened, but I believe it was just, you know, yeah. I believe the Lord had that lined up. And,
yeah.
Something we've been praying about, I'd been praying about, and apparently he had been praying about on his side too. And we just, our worlds collided, and here we are.
Yeah, it's really an amazing story of how we got here. So going back to what we were talking about just a little while ago about being in a storm and just the season of life that you could be in, you know, life often feels like a storm in so many different ways. And some troubles, they come in unexpectedly, you know, challenges rise kind of like crashing waves, if you will. And, you know, your heart kind of feels battered. And that can come in any form or fashion in your life. It could be relational, it could be financial, it could be job related, and it could be health related as well. And in your instance that you talked about a little while ago, you mentioned that you several years ago were hit by a drunk driver. And you went to the hospital to get checked out, and you came out with a cancer diagnosis.
Yes.
I mean, the odds of that happening, number one, of you not knowing that that would have ever been the case had you not been hit by the drunk driver, it was a blessing in some capacity. But really kind of take us through, there's a lot to talk about here with the story, but take us through step by step really quickly on your initial reaction in these moments when it first happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, basically we have the wreck 4:30 in the afternoon of October 30th, 2012. And we go, my son, Sam, has a little bit of a sprained neck, and they take him via ambulance. They come out to the scene and they take him in. I told the paramedics, hey, I've got some lower back pain, may want to get it checked out. They said, just get checked out when you get here. Fast forward an hour and a half, we get down to the hospital, and my son's going in for x-rays, and my wife looks at me and she says, are you going to get your x-rays? And I said, no, I'm good. I'll just go home, eat some Advil for dinner. You know, we'll be okay. And she looked at me and said, you know, you may want to get it checked out, because if you got broken ribs or punctured lungs, you try to come back in a day or two, you know how insurance can be, and let's get it checked out. So yes, dear, we get that checked out. And about an hour later, the doctor walks back in after they had cleared my son. They come into my room, and she looked at me and she said, I've got good news and I've got bad news. And she said, the good news is you have no broken ribs and no punctured lungs. The bad news is you have a mass the size of a small tennis ball in your left shoulder, and your whole second rib is completely gone. Were you born without that? I said, do what?
Wait, hold on. Right. She literally said your whole second rib is gone?
Your whole second rib is gone. and asked me if I was born with that. I said, well, I don't know. I've never had an x-ray of that part of my shoulder, so I don't know. And all I heard was mass. And my wife, at that time, she was the charge nurse of the Vanderbilt Cancer Clinic, and she started the discussions right then and there with the doctor and said, hey, there's cloudy images on x-rays. Can we take some more x-rays? And the doctor said, hey, I know where you work. I saw it on the paperwork. We took lots of x-rays. We don't want to keep him here. You get him to Vanderbilt as quick as you can, and let's figure out what this thing is. We walked down the hall to her office, looked on her computer, saw what I call my friend here in my left shoulder of this mass, and, man, just talk about, you know, I share with people, I say going home or sitting in the waiting room that day waiting for those results, my biggest problems were I had a ton of papers to grade as a teacher, and I was way behind, and I had to replace a car, and I was really hungry. And, you know, now here in about 30 seconds, that whole dynamic shifted, and it was a major life change. And just one, we went, okay, God, what's happening?
What was your reaction in that moment that this person hit you and it ruined your day, but then you had this life-altering perspective that's completely 180 degrees from that?
Correct. My first reaction towards the driver that hit me was anger. To be honest with you, I was just so upset, and just how dare she, you know, put me and my sons in that situation. And, you know, I wasn't seeing the forest through the trees, so to speak, but I was just thinking about me and going, you know, what in the world? You know, how could you be out at that time of day? And, you know, left the scene of the accident. It was a hit and run. And, you know, I honestly, in my heart of hearts, I was angry. And, you know, it took me a minute to get over that, but, you know, it was really cool how God began to work in my life and in my heart and, you know, just really, really cool.
Well, it was a turn of events from knowing the story, and, the anger turned to reconciliation.
Correct.
In some regard. And, it's really an incredible story. It's giving goosebumps just thinking about it. We're going to talk more with Shaw here coming up here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning and the Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. It's Michael Brandon alongside with you and Shaw Gage, the new host of Mixed Sunday Morning. We're talking about storms in people's lives and looking at John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So looking at this and analyzing it a little bit, the peace that Jesus speaks of isn't dependent on circumstances. It's not about calm seas or clear skies. It's really about deep abiding assurance that no matter what, he is with us. And Shaw, as you talk about your story, your journey through what you've done, what you've experienced, being hit by a drunk driver, going to the hospital, understanding that you have a cancer diagnosis, you went from why me to why me?
Mm-hmm.
And your deep abiding assurance here that God is with you, I know was a major part in how you got through this. What happened after you got the diagnosis, and what did you start feeling as you went through this journey of getting treated and moving forward?
Well, the first 2 weeks, and people that have been through this, they know what I'm speaking on, but you just questioning what's going on and why me and all those kinds of things. And I began to kind of feel sorry for myself, and there's nothing wrong with that. I understand. I've been through it, so if people have that, it's okay. I mean, you're going to go through a range of emotions. But as I was praying and sitting in hospital rooms and waiting rooms and talking to doctors and nurses and patients, I just had over the first couple of weeks, I had this feeling. I had a childhood memory of being about 5-6 years old and going to vacation Bible school. And I remember my mom pulling up in her station wagon. That's how long ago that was. To the church, and there was raining, and it was real dark outside one morning, and I had to get out of the car by myself and walk with some lady, you know, on the porch there to walk into my class, and I was all nervous, and my mom looked at me, and she said something that really planted the seed deep in my life back then, but she said, just take your hand and you know, start with your thumb and go all the way around your pinky, but just say this to yourself, God is always with me. And I just had that flashback to that as a kid, and I began to, you know what, God is always with me. God is always, and I'm counting, and people look at me still today. I still do it. I'm counting my fingers. And so I went back to school, and I let my students in on this journey from pretty much the beginning of the cancer diagnosis, and I told them, look, we're not going to be a victim in this. I'm not going to sit around and feel sorry for myself. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stay positive, and we're going to go encourage encourage other people, and I want you kids to do the same thing. And so I said the tears and the hugs and the meals and all that stuff, we're done with that. Now, wait a minute. The meals, keep those coming because, you know, those families were so good to my family and I. But, you know, so we, that's what we did is I just began to pray for others and began to encourage doctors and nurses and patients and custodians, anybody at Vanderbilt Hospital or anybody I came into contact with at school. I just began to encourage other people. And what that did was I believe God allowed that to happen so that I would begin to forgive the lady that ultimately hit us and caused this accident. And that's the way it happened. And I'd love to tell you that it happened instantly, that I forgave her and got over the situation, but it took me nearly 2 months to let that go. And
which sounds like a relatively short time frame for you having just been hit by a, I mean, in perspective. I mean,
correct.
Those types of things, like, this could take years. Mm-hmm. It took you 2 months.
Well, so October 3rd and December 23rd, I was my wife and I had gone to a Christmas program at the church that we were going to, which was attached to the school because we were at a private Christian school. And they did a really cool Christmas play that year, and it was called The Chosen Strand. And it just talked about how when God has his hand on somebody, it's apparent. And all those people are connected as they went through these skits. And so that night we went home and you know, the common theme in that play was there was a red piece of fabric on the costume of the individual where God had his hand on somebody, and it was just a beaming red. And you kind of picked up throughout the play that, hey, God's got his hand on that individual. Well, that year for Christmas, on our Christmas decorations, we did no snow globes and icicle lights. I built a cross out of some tree limbs that fell in my yard, and I planted it about a foot deep in my front flower bed. And I put a floodlight underneath it, and the only Christmas lights and decorations we had that year was the shadow of the cross from that floodlight cascading over our house.
Wow.
As we pulled up into the driveway that night after this play, my wife, Janet, had gone to Target that day, and she bought a wreath, and she hung it on that cross. And as we pulled up, I noticed that cross was made out of a real thin balsa wood in the shape of bright red rose petals.
Wow.
And I was like, God's got his hand on us, just like those characters in those stories that we just saw the play. And I just began to bawl. And I dove out of the car. You know, Janet was driving. I rolled out. I was like, I got to go inside. So I rolled in and I ran through the den, into the kitchen, into the playroom. And I just fell on my face. Wow. And just started crying like a baby. And God was breaking my heart and just softening that anger and that resentment and all that angst that I had in my heart from all the emotion of this cancer diagnosed and the anger from the lady that hit us and all this. And I just started crying it out. And short time later, we realized later on, Janet had done the same thing. She had gone upstairs and realized God had his hand on us too. And we connected that later. But the next morning at 3:38 in the morning on December 23rd of 2012, I can tell you exactly where I was. And I woke up and I heard this just audible voice from the Lord tell me, today's the day you go see Patsy. Today's the day you go see Patsy. Today's the day you go see Patsy.
I don't even know how to put it into words, any of that, but especially that part right there. Today's the day you go see Patsy.
Mm-hmm.
Three times.
Yeah. And that's how I know. I mean, that's just for me, but when I hear things in three, I believe the Lord's. So, I got up. And, man, it took me a few minutes to even understand that the floor was going to be there because this was an earth-shaking experience that I had that morning, 2 days before Christmas.
You're going to hear more of Shaw's story here coming up here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Stick around. You're listening to Mixed Sunday Morning and the Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. Michael Brannon here with you, and Shaw Gage, the new host of Mixed Sunday Morning. Shaw, we're getting to know you today. You're from the Birmingham area. You moved away for a little bit to the Nashville area. You've been back for several years. You've got a wonderful wife, Janet, three great boys, Ian, Sam, and Sumner. You're my next-door neighbor, and we've grown to really love you guys, and just super excited that you have the opportunity to be on the show to share God's word, be positive, uplifting to our listeners. And we just could not be more thankful for the opportunity that you said yes to doing this. So we have talked about your story here for the morning. For those who are just tuning in and haven't heard, Shaw, this is just unbelievable. Hit by a drunk driver, went to the emergency room, got checked out, had a cancer diagnosis when he left, had an epiphany, an incredible experience, knowing that at the Christmas season, God had his hand on them, on his family. We were talking earlier about John chapter 14, verse 27, talking about peace, having that peace in a storm. And this storm that you had, Shaw, with this cancer diagnosis, turned into a reconciliation of anger to the woman that hit you in the car. And so where we picked up just a little while ago was that you were laying in bed at 3:30 in the morning on December the 23rd, and you heard what?
So, yeah, and again, thanks for having me. And, yes, yeah, so I heard these words in my heart, is today is the day that you go see Patsy. Mm-hmm. And that's the woman that hit me. Today's the day you go see Patsy. Today's the day you go see Patsy. And, Michael, I could not close my eyes. I could not pull the blankets over my face. I was frozen. And it took me a few minutes to even trust that the floor was going to be there, because this was such an earth-shattering experience. And I did. And I got upstairs, and I went down to the playroom down and below where we were. And I just fell on my face on the floor. And I just laying face down on that carpet, and I just began to sob. And I said, Lord, who am I? Who am I to hold a grudge? I've done stupid things in my life, and I've done things that I didn't deserve grace and forgiveness for. But ultimately, Jesus forgives us, you know, and all we got to do is trust him and lean into him and say, yes, Lord, we're in. And so I just began to pray, and I just said, Lord, forgive me for holding this grudge. Forgive me for this anger. I confess it, get it out of my heart, and just get rid of all that crud. And I just, you know, I did, and I just was trying to process everything that was going on. And about 2 hours later, my wife comes downstairs and she's checking on me, because it was not uncommon for me to get up in the middle of the night and go sleep on the playroom couch because of the chemotherapies that I was going through. You just can be uncomfortable. And she came down and she said, hey, are you okay? And I just immediately started crying like a baby. And I said, no. I said, did you happen to hear that conversation this morning? I don't know, around 3:38. And she said, no, I just woke up and I'm just coming to check on you. And I shared that, you know, the story with her, what I heard and what I'd been down praying about, and she's crying, I'm crying. And so I'm like, so what do you say, like, we just, you know, get dressed, go grab some breakfast, and then we ride out, you know, it's about a 30 minute drive out to this woman's house, and let's go see her. And Janet looks at me and she says, no, I'm good. I don't, you know, I don't really want to do that. Yeah. And I was just,
as probably anybody would. I mean, right, it's kind of an unusual feeling to probably say, yeah, I want to go see the person that hit my husband. Right. You know, yeah. No, I get it.
Confrontational is me, and she's non-confrontational. Sure. I mean, it's just how we're wired and all those things, so nothing wrong with it. And Janet looked at me, and she said, why don't you just write her a letter? And I went, a letter? You know, and I'm like, maybe. And so I'm not, you know, a letter writer typically, but I go sit down in that playroom on the couch, and I'm sitting there going, God, what is going on here? Like, I believe you're telling me to go do this, and Janet doesn't want to go and write a letter. You know, I'm not good at that. And at that moment, I looked over on the corner table, and there's a notebook, blue notebook, laying on that table with a pen on top of it, almost going, come on, try me. And I opened it up, and I dated December 23rd, 2012. And I started it like this. I said, Dear Patsy, my name is Shaw, and I want to share with you how you impacted my life in a major way. And I wrote it all out. And I just, it just unfolded. And I went through the wreck and through the anger and the resentment and the forgiveness. And 5 pages later, I'm signing off, Jesus loves you, Merry Christmas. All he wants for his birthday is us. And I made a copy of that letter. Something prompted me to do that. And I had two students that year give me the same devotion book. It was a great devotion book by Sarah Young called Jesus Calling. Mm-hmm. And so I had two copies, and I took that letter and I folded it up, put it in an envelope, put it in one of those copies, and I drove out to this lady's house. And I got all the way out there, and she was not home. And I rang the doorbell, went to the side door, nobody home. And I just said, Lord, thank you that I listened to Janet this morning. And I said a prayer for Patsy and her family, and I left it on her front doorstep. And that was it. And we actually came down to Birmingham to see my family for Christmas, and we're down here and got back in January, got back to school, and I was still trying to process this. Again, it hasn't been very long since we even got the news, much less this experience that had happened that morning on December 23rd. And we get back to school, and it was probably the 10th, 11th of January, and I'm talking to a friend of mine in the school. He's asking how my break was, and I'm sharing all this with Tim, and I tell him about this, you know, letter and right now. I said, but Tim, I just want to know that she got my letter. And he says, she got your letter. You just need to be patient. And I said, yeah, but email and text, I mean, everything's so instant in our society. We all have a hard time being patient and waiting.
Sure.
And so I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so he goes, she'll write back on, but you got to rely on God's timing. And I was like, yeah, okay, you know. And so we leave school that afternoon. I go home, and my boys are out in the driveway playing basketball, and the ball rolls down the hill, and they're going, hey, it's your turn to go get
this
the ball.
This is the same day that you had this conversation?
With Tim? Yeah, the guy that said, hey, just wait on God,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And so the boys are arguing over whose turn it is to run down the hill and get the basketball. So you know what? I need to walk a little bit. I'll go get the basketball. So I go down, cross the street, get the ball, roll it back up the hill, and I'm about to come back across to our side of the street, and I look over at my mailbox, and I go, what if? And I walk over, Michael, to the mailbox, and I open it up, and there's a stack of mail about 12 letters high, and on the very top of that stack was a letter to Shaw from Patsy. And I was like, are you kidding me? Whoa. And I fly up to those front steps, and I open it up sitting on my front porch. And it's 5 pages of a letter written back to me and going, oh, my goodness, I'm just so sorry. I can't believe, you know, that you wrote me and this grace and this love and this mercy that your letter conveyed to me. Like, God's using you in a mighty way. And it was just really powerful. And that whole forgiveness and the acceptance of forgiveness and just closing that loop, so to speak. And it was just wonderful to be a part of. And I share with people and I go, like, I know God was using me in that situation, mm-hmm. because if I wrote that letter to her that morning, it would have been not very nice.
Yeah.
But the fact that she received grace and love and mercy from that letter, I believe God used me to write that letter. And that was my prayer early that morning before I wrote that letter, was God, use me in this situation to impact the world for you. And so my encouragement to the listeners is, whatever you're going through, the mm-hmm. storms are tough. I mean, the winds are howling and the rain's hitting sideways and all that, and cars are coming at you or whatever it may be, but just trust in the Lord with everything that you have. And he will give you comfort and he will give you peace, but it will not be like anything that you expected. But if you just trust him, he will. And there's no doubt in my mind that that promise is true.
You can't script it. There's no way. I mean, you cannot. It's the divine script writer is definitely the big man upstairs for sure. God is so good. And that's a true testament to that. Shaw, thank you for sharing that entire story with us. Man, so inspirational. We're going to talk more with Shaw here coming up in a bit. The new host of Mix Sunday Morning and the Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Mix Sunday Morning and the Mix Sunday Morning podcast. It brings you to the end of our show today. I'm Michael Brannon. Thanks so much for letting me be a part of your day and filling in for a few weeks in the midst of Greg Wyckoff moving on to our Sunday night show on 89.7 WJH show, which premieres tonight. Welcoming in Shaw Gage, who starts officially next week in terms of your actual first show. So, Shaw, how's the morning been so far? Has it been good? Have you enjoyed it? You can be honest. It's okay.
It's been fantastic. It's so humbling just to be a part of it. And thank you guys so much for having me be a part of it. And just, I never would have dreamed in a million years that I'd be sitting here doing something like this.
Well, we are thrilled that you said yes, as we said earlier. And we are so thankful that you shared your story with us about having just an incredible experience of how God can work in your life in a storm, being hit by a drunk driver, surviving that, getting a cancer diagnosis out of that, having just gone for the checkup after the car accident, and knowing that your life can just change in an instant, and then surviving that, having reconciliation with the driver that hit you, and just being able to share that story is incredible. You cannot script it at all. What are you looking forward to the most before we leave about being in this position?
I'm just looking forward to sharing testimonies that God's done in my life and encouraging people and letting them know that good, bad, and ugly, whatever you're going through, Jesus loves you and he wants to help you. We have a really hard time as a society today trusting in him because everything is so instant. Everything is me, 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 I. But it's the upside down kingdom for a reason, because Jesus says, trust in me and I will make your path straight. And that's what we've got to do. And when we do that, it just sounds, it's hard to give up control. But I know when I've done that in my life, God has blessed it in ways that I never dreamed possible. And so I'm looking forward to just encouraging folks and just letting them in on my story and hopefully giving other people an opportunity to come in here and share their stories and just give a gift and encouragement and let them know whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. Just pray about it and just trust in the Lord. And he's got you.
Shaw, couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, my friend. It's good hearing from you this morning and all of those ways, and we want to hear from you as well. You can let us know what you think about the show and let us know what you want to hear on Facebook. Let's just find Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix. That'll do it for this week. We'll see you next week here on Mix Sunday Morning and the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5 Radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.